Hi there, it's Jen here, and I'm so excited that you're here with me because I really want to share something with you. I have to be honest, I get stressed and feel exhausted and overwhelmed, and I doubt myself. I get, I'm indecisive and I kind of get stuck on not being able to make a decision. I get frustrated, I get angry, I feel guilty. There's just all these different negative emotions that I feel on a regular basis. And I feel like we don't often, speak about them enough, especially in leadership, right? Because as leaders, if you're the leader of a company or, a CEO or a big organization or the manager or even the parent in the household, leaders are always meant to have the answers to everything, and we're not meant to get stressed or show any kind of negativity. And, I used to, especially when I first, started in leadership, I straight out of university, I was 23, I started my own business right out of the gate. I never had a job. And by 26, I was running this company that was, seven figures. I was making, millions in revenue for our clients. And I had, employees, and I had all these contractors that were working with me, and I had so many different responsibilities, and quite frankly, I had no idea what I was doing, right? I was just doing, and I was, so overwhelmed and feeling stressed a lot of the time, and I used to beat the shit out of myself for doing it. So I'd always be like, oh, I shouldn't be doubting myself, and I should, be better at this, and I should be, right? And I don't know if you can relate, but it, used to drive me crazy, and I've, had many different experiences throughout my life, and I don't know if I get stressed or feel negative emotions quicker than other people, but I've really come to accept them. And the reason I'm so excited to, be here with you is because, like I said, the reason I, experience these negative emotions on such a regular basis has also made me a great teacher. It's allowed me to be here with you right now and share with you this amazing tool of how you can really snap out of whatever you're feeling in 5 minutes and go back to just being yourself, really being, centered back in and coming from a much more loving, kind, joyful place, because that's really where we all want to lead from. It's just we get overwhelmed with our negative emotions. And, I feel like a lot of the time we don't get taught how to deal with them. And most of us have to just do it by trial and error. And like I said, I've had definitely a lot of experience of trial and error. And that's why I'm so excited to share this, awesome tool with you. And what I'm going to do is share with you this tool in a form of a meditation. Now, if you've never done meditation before, you're like one of those people like, oh, I can't meditate, I can't sit cross-legged and, chant om. Don't worry, it's not that kind of meditation. And I also think of meditation in a quite different way to most people. For me, meditation really just means we're exercising our mind, right? The same way we all know that to, be of good health and to, to keep our body in check, we need to exercise, right? We need to move and exercise our bodies. Well, the same is true for the mind and the spirit, right? We need to, we need to connect inwards and we need to exercise. Now, the same way as we can keep our body fit, we can keep our mind fit in very different ways. Some of us love going to the gym and, doing the bench presses and doing the weights. Some of us hate it, right? And we want to go for a run, or we want to go and dance, or we want to do yoga, or we want to go skiing, right? There's so many different ways of how you can exercise and move your body. I think the most important thing is always just to do something that you really enjoy, right? And that works for you. And it's the same with meditation, right? We can sit cross-legged on the floor, and I love meditating that way, but there's also so many different other ways that I meditate, right? We can meditate while walking, we can speak, right? We can journal, we can, use music. Again, there's so many different ways of meditating. And what I'm going to do is for this, segment, I'm going to share this tool with you in a form of a meditation. And I want you to give it a go. And just, again, if you've never done meditation before, just be open to it. There's nothing wrong or right that you can do about meditation. It's just about connecting with yourself. And, if you're doing a lot of meditations, I'd, use this one, but also feel free to come back and, over the next little bit as I release different forms of the same meditation, but just in different styles and forms of how you can, try it out as well. Because I think, again, meditation should be fun. Developing ourselves should be fun. It doesn't have to be this chore that we have to be doing. For me, it's such an incredible tool to recenter, like I said, and come back to just enjoying myself and feeling good about myself when I've taken myself out. So I really hope you enjoy this, and let's get started, because it's really just a 5 simple steps I'm going to take you through. So you can do this literally in 5 minutes after, a little bit of practice. And I want to give you a practical example where you could be using this tool. So I'll use an example that happens to me all the time, which is, you know, I get, you know, stressed and overwhelmed quite a lot of the time. Like, you know, I run my own business, I, you know, put out my own content, I do a lot of different things. So, you know, there's always a lot on my to-do list or on, you know, my schedule. And as I'm a very creative person, I like get a lot of creative ideas, I get excited about a lot of things, I'm always adding things to my list. And I'm not very good at being, you know, organized. So I very quickly will feel like, oh my God, I feel like crazy, how am I going to get everything done? And I start getting feelings of anxiety, and I start to doubt myself, or I start beating myself up, or I'm judging myself. So I can get sucked into this drama, you know, I always call it my own little soap opera. You know, which often can end at me feeling like, you know, I'm the worst person ever, and really feeling shit about myself. So I've learned over time to like catch that, right? And really witness myself in the kind of what I like to call the crazy moments. And that's really your first step, is right? It's just witnessing and acknowledging our crazy. That's what I like to call it. So, you know, in this instance, if I'm running around and being like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm gonna get everything done, it's just, you know, as soon as I can become aware of what I'm doing, that's when it, you know, the process starts. It's like, okay, wait a minute, I'm being crazy, I'm getting completely stressed out, let me, you know, stop right now. And all I would do in that instant, and what I want you to do, is just then, you know, catch yourself, acknowledge it, and sit down. And you know, you don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor. If you don't want to, you can just sit on your chair with your, you know, feet on the floor, have your hands in your lap with your palms facing up, and close your eyes, and you just want to acknowledge the way you're feeling. That's it, right? And you can say this to yourself in your mind, or you can speak it out loud, whichever feels better to you. But I just want you to start saying, I feel, and then just let it out, right? So in that innocent mind, just go, I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling so overwhelmed, I'm feeling like I can't get all of this done, I'm feeling so frustrated with myself. And just, you just kind of go on a rant. That's what I like to do. I just like to go on a rant of how I'm feeling. And just, it's, you know, that by itself is already a miracle, because it makes you feel so much better. I think that's why therapists get paid so much money, right? Because you're just letting it out. It's just a way of letting all that negativity, you know, that's driving you crazy in your mind, because it's just circling over and over again. That's just a way of letting it out. So this by itself is already going to be so, it'll make you feel so amazing, because you'll start feeling as you're just, you know, and you can do this for as long as you want, but normally within just a few seconds, within a minute of doing this, like just stating how you're feeling, you'll start feeling less like that. And this is then the point where we want to move on to step number two. And this is just really saying, I am willing to let this shit go, right? I'm willing to let this shit go, because I don't want to feel like it. So what I'm going to do here, when I let the shit go, I actually combine it with a breathing pattern to make it even more powerful. And I use 3 breaths. Again, you can use, you know, 5 or however many breaths you want, because what we're basically doing is using the breath to do a countdown for ourselves of when we're willing to let the shit go. So I'm going to do it with 3 for you. And like I said, you can obviously adapt it to whatever you need. But I will just start with taking 3 deep breaths. And I, you know, a deep breath really is, you know, breathing in through your nose and extending your stomach out as you're breathing. So take a big deep, you know, belly breath in, extend your stomach out, and then breathe out through your mouth and let it all go. And really just, you know, relax your shoulders, and just kind of, you know, even if you want to add a moan to it, you can, and just like let it out, because it feels so good, right? And at the end of that first breath, I just go 1, right? Then I take my next breath again, deep through the belly, through, you know, the nose, through, you know, I breathe in through the heart, and then I let it go out through the mouth, and then I go 2. The third breath coming in right through the belly, you know, up all the way through the heart, and then letting it out through the nose, and just going 3. Okay, and that's your countdown to just letting the shit go. So you can do this. This is, like I said, it's a real fun way of being like, I'm done, right? This is out of the system, like a kind of rocket launch, right? So that's what you want to think of it. Now that we've gotten rid of all these negative emotions that we didn't want, we want to fill it with something else. That's when we want to go to step number 3, because, you know, we've created a vacuum, and a vacuum will, you know, fill itself again. So we don't want it to fill up with more, you know, negative emotions again in 2 seconds. So we're going to fill it up with some positive ones. So the step 3 just simply starts with you going, I choose to feel, because you're in control of how you want to feel. So you can just choose the emotions and the feelings that you want to feel right now. So you just, again, just go on a rant. Like, I choose to feel happy. I choose to feel confident. I choose to feel centered. I choose to feel calm. I choose to feel unstoppable. I choose to feel absolutely amazing, right? Like whatever's coming through you, you and you want to feel like, you use that word, you use those language. It's all about creating the feeling, right? That's more important than the words. And just allow yourself to feel whatever you want to feel. And you'll know when to stop, you know, when you're finished with this step as well, because it's like, you start getting really like, you know, when I'm doing this and I'm like, I want to feel excited. I genuinely feel so excited. I want to get out of my meditation, right? So it's about just allowing the feeling to really, you know, take over. And then we can move on to step number four. And step number four is really just saying a simple sentence, which is, you know, going to connect us to whatever you believe in, right? If it's just your creative mind, your unconscious mind, if it's, you know, spirit, grace, you know, God, whatever you kind of have a belief in. But we all know these times when we just feel, you know, I like to call it grace, because it's, you know, it's that kind of creative flow where we don't really have to think about anything. Like the answers are just there for us and we're just doing things in the exact way that we need to be doing them, right? That's when we experience flow and you're always saying the right things, you're doing the right things, and the solutions and answers are just there for you. We can actually tap into that state at all times. That's why we're, you know, what we're preparing ourselves for already by going through letting these negative emotions go, bring the positives in ones in, and now we're just kind of asking that higher self of us to kind of step forward, that intuition, that flow, whatever you want to call it. And all you do is simply just go, I'm open to creative and fun possibilities. I always like to add fun here because I think everything in life should be fun. So that's all you have to do, you just stay there, right? And I'll just sit there and I'll just stay, I'm open to fun and creative possibilities. And because I've done this a lot of times and I've practiced it, I often, you know, will get an answer straight away. But don't panic if you don't, right? Like if you don't get an answer straight away, again, you just want to complete it, right? It's step five, and just go, thank you, right? And it's just really sincerely showing the appreciation to yourself, to, you know, all the people that you love, just to life in general. It's just about appreciating and appreciating the little miracle that we've just actually created by just taking your negative emotions, getting rid of them, feeling amazing and going back to who you truly are, and just appreciating that whole process. And like I said, because I've done this kind of stuff a lot, I literally as soon as I let go of the emotions and as soon as I say I'm open to creative and fun possibilities, I will often get the answer that I need, right? Like, oh, I'll know the next step that I need to take, rather than being, you know, because I do this often when I'm feeling like, oh my God, I don't know what to do next because I've got so many things to do and I know exactly what I need to do next. But even if I don't have an answer, right, I just by saying thank you at the end, I trust in the fact that whatever needs to come forward and then when it needs to will appear, right? And I'll just do the best next thing that I can. Because it's like I said, it's in that empowering emotion of feeling good that we will have the answers to everything and you'll know what to do. And you'll realize that it doesn't really matter that much. It's just about doing something and getting kind of moving and doing the best that we can in the moment. So this is the five steps, how you can really snap yourself out of whatever, you know, stressful, overwhelming, exhaustive, you know, doubtful emotion that you're in. It's just kind of stopping the craziness in our own minds, letting it go and filling up with the feelings that we actually want. Now, like I said, over the next little bit, I'm going to put out a few different variations of this meditation, because you can use music, you can, you know, do this while walking, you can talk it out. I'll add those in, but, you know, give this one a go first and really see how you go. Practice it a couple of times and please feel free to reach out in our community and connect with me. You know, you can go to my Facebook page, Jen Rotman, or connect with me on Instagram on Jen_Rotman. And, you know, on my Facebook page or on my Instagram, you'll see also my Facebook group that I have. And the group really is there for people that are really wanting to do this kind of work, to connect and support each other, right? So you can share your experience if you're doing this meditation, and, you know, you can share your experiences. If you've got questions or you get stuck in some places, just, you know, let us know in the group and, you know, comment there. Share a post of your experiences, share a post of any of your questions that you might have. I'm always hanging out there to help you with anything when I can. And also, as a whole, we're there as a community together to support each other. So, you know, just, you know, this is the beautiful thing of today's world and technology. You know, when you need help, there's always somebody around that can help you and that you can engage with. So I hope you really enjoyed this little five-step meditation. I hope you will reach out and connect and let me know how you go. And it really will bring some more, you know, relief and happiness and joy into your life. And I hope it will also make you feel that it's okay to feel stressed and overwhelmed and allow you to kind of accept that we all, you know, feel negative at times, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. So thank you so much for being here. I really, you know, I'm so grateful that you've shown up for yourself like that and that we get to connect. And I just wish you all the best for the rest of your day.